Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Anonymous.
This one just came in this morning. Hi Demon team, I hope you're all doing well and enjoyed your Halloweens. I've got a strange scenario that I thought might be helpful for you to be made aware of, since applicant pools for law schools increasingly include older candidates who've been in prior careers or even graduate school. In these circumstances, it's possible that the same people applying to school would have had opportunities to build relationships with current undergrads who are also applying. I had a magnificent student in grad school for a class I TA'd for who was so exceptional that they received the top grade out of every student in all iterations of the course across multiple semesters. I was thrilled to write a letter for this student when they asked because they're amazing and deserve it. However, I unfortunately learned that someone with an active LSAC candidate account is not eligible to write a letter for another candidate as you are considered an applicant. You would even be susceptible to misconduct or inconsistency charges if you did so, and apparently my status as both a candidate and requested recommender is so unusual that a representative at LSAC had to confirm with superiors as to what the policy technically entails. As I understood the outcome, even if this student and I are not applying to the same schools, I am not able to serve as an official recommender for them because I'm also an LSAC candidate. This was very upsetting to learn about, as not only is this student going to have to find a backup, but I can't even vouch for someone who's earned it. Moreover, I'm surprised to learn that this was considered so unusual, because plenty of former grad students apply to law school. What do you guys think of this whole thing? Do you expect that this is going to become more common? Or is this a one-off? I feel like an absolute garbage human right now because I'm wondering if I should have anticipated this, but I honestly had no clue or expectation that it would be a problem. Would love your thoughts. Thanks. And that's coming from Anonymous.
Hey, it's news to me. I'm assuming it's news to you, Nathan.
You're definitely not a garbage person for not knowing that.
No,
because yeah. I did not know that until you told me.
Yep, same. LSAC is a big organization. They probably came up with a bunch of rules like this to try to avoid some sort of self-serving behavior by candidates. I have no idea. It's unfortunate. It'd be kind of cool to be able to write this letter for this person. It might also make you look better to law schools. They realize you were in a position to assess others and provide positive feedback for them. But hey, it's not an option. Move on.
Yeah. I mean, the person that you wanted to write the letter for, maybe they could wait until you're done with your cycle. Like maybe when if they waited till next year is what I'm saying.
Sure.
They probably don't want to do that. But I suppose they could, or you could. Maybe the professor from that class, you could reach out to that professor and go, hey, I was going to write this, but I'm not able to now because of these LSAC rules. Can you please do it? You could write the letter.
You could write the draft. That would save them a lot of time. I'm sure it'd be easy for them to say yes to that.
Like just endorse it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Maybe you could finagle something that way. But, that is... That's kind of a bummer. We've been doing this for 15 years and this is the first time I've ever heard of it. So I don't think that it is common at all. I can clearly see why they had that rule. They probably didn't have the rule. And then three smartasses got together and said, hey, we're all applying to law school right now. How about I write a letter for each of you two and then you two write a letter for each of me and each other. And the crazy thing is that the school's probably guaranteed would never catch it.
Yeah.
Like, they're not doing a background check on the people who write these letters of recommendation.
Yeah.
I mean, at all, right? Like, what do you think they're actually doing? Like glancing at it.
Yeah.
And so in order to, you know, just nip that right in the bud, if they can link the LSAC accounts, then they can just keep it all these like lazy cheaters from cheating. And you're unfortunately not a lazy cheater, but you're caught in the trap. That's kind of a fun little side tidbit. Sorry that you feel shitty about it, but it'll work out. They'll find another recommender.
Yep.
Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.